Welcome to my home here. You got to look good, to play good.
All right, y'all ready to play 60?
Yeah! Let's
go. That's good feet, good feet.
Go,
Jay! Am I Eli? Yes, I'm Eli.
Good job, good job.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Pop. We got a great show lined up for you. Does this setting look familiar? Did you watch the Super Bowl? Did you see the Eli Odell commercial? This is where it happened. We're going to take you behind the scenes to that. But first, it's time for sights and sounds of the arrival of new head coach Pat Shurmur.
Congratulations, man.
Congrats, Joe Schiavo. Nice to meet you, Coach.
Oh, sir. How you doing, man?
Good to see you.
Marty.
Oh, my God.
How you doing, man?
Good to see you.
Welcome, man.
Long time.
I know.
It's been exciting. I'm thrilled to be here and an opportunity to meet a lot of great people that I look forward to working with, and it's going to be nice to work together with them and put together a team that can win again. Now it's been a terrific first day, and hopefully every day after will be the same.
We were looking for someone with intelligence, leadership skills, and the right philosophy on how to build a team. It is my pleasure and honor to introduce the new head coach of the New York Giants, Pat Shurmur.
It's an honor and a privilege to be the head coach of the New York Giants. You've hired a guy that doesn't know what he would do if he wasn't doing this, and I really do feel like my role is to make everybody as good as they can be.
And we welcome you to Facebook Live on the New York Giants Facebook page. I'm Bob Popper with the 18th head coach in the history of the New York Giants, Pat Shurmur.
When I walked in yesterday past the four Super Bowl trophies, you see the names Bill Parcells and Tom Coughlin. There's a responsibility that goes with that, and so we're going to do what we can to get back to that.
And I am 100% confident we got the right guy, and I'm very excited where he's going to take this team.
Obviously, exciting times for the New York Giants. Pat Shurmur was named the AP Assistant Coach of the Year as well for his great work that he did in Minnesota. So now we take you inside the film room and take a look at Coach Shurmur's offense. Pat Shurmur named the 18th head coach in New York Giants history. And, David, he comes with a lot of different interesting offensive concepts. We're going to get a look at his view of the passing game.
One of the things that you know about Pat Shurmur and his system, he loves four wide receivers, three wide receivers, and the pick and rub routes on the outside to open up things. One of the things that you love to do as a coordinator, try to manipulate coverage with a motion. We're going to see Kyle Rudolph motion out from the hash marks all the way to the outside. What is it doing? It's making the defense adjust to the scheme. You're going to see Diggs work on the inside route. You're going to see Jarius Wright work on the inside. And what does that do? It opens up a big shot downfield for Jarius Wright.
All right, Dave, we're going to look at another concept that he uses in his passing game.
He loves shallow crossing. He loves dig routes, and we're going to see it right now out of Stephon Diggs. Top of the screen, Kyle Rudolph and Stephon Diggs. Down here, Adam Thielen, Jarius Wright. Once again, what are you doing? You're trying to create confusion amongst the defense and where you're getting them to go across the grain, which is very difficult in the secondary to keep up. You're going to see Kyle Rudolph at the top of the screen. He's going to run up. He's going to get the coverage, paying attention to him. And Diggs is able to work all the way across the field, get a wide open, easy throw to be able to convert on third down.
So now we go to the run game.
Yes.
Something that the Giants have to fix, because since 2013, they have struggled as an organization running the football, as a football team running the ball. And that's something the Giants have to get back to doing better.
And people think Pat Shurmur, his West Coast system, they ran the ball 47% of the time, which was fifth in the NFL. And if it's first and 10, they ran 61% of the time. So you know how he thinks it is very important to establish the run to get into what we'll get into next. So you see the tight end working across the grain, full zone scheme front side, all the offensive work in, creates lanes not only on the front side, but also on the backside running the football. The other thing that I love that he likes to do is he'll run the football inside and he'll do it right away out of a one tight end set. You're going to see a Ted block, tight end up, tackle around on the left side, and a simple run for a touchdown by Latavius Murray.
So now if you can run the ball effectively, it sets up a world of opportunity in play action.
And they did this 29% of the time in Case Keenum dropbacks. And in 29%, Case Keenum had a 111 QB rating. But it's all based on being able to run the football and manipulate coverages and to get linebackers to eat up in the run game. We see an extra lineman coming in at the tight end, but he's not in line. You see him off of the ball. And what do they love to do out of this? They want to get all the New Orleans Saints. You see him communicating, looking towards the overload, thinking that it's going to be a run, but they set you up with it. You see the linebackers not being able to play the pass. You see Case Keenum working through the pocket and gets Adam Thielen on the comeback. Just that half a step that you get by the defense and the linebackers committed to the run is what opens up things in the back end in the pass. And look what they do off of play action. Pat Shurmur runs again. You get an extra tight end in there. You start running in. So two tight ends, two backs, a 22 set. This is a run formation. You see the defense loaded down in the box ready for it. But what do? They lose focus. Look at Jerick McKinnon wide open over here on the outside. Because of the play call, because of the scheme, he's open up to easy throw on the outside. And if you can take the edge off of a defense, it just opens up so many things for you systematically.
That's a look inside the film room at Pat Shurmur on offense. When we come back on the program, my one-on-one interview with the new Giants head coach as we continue with Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Pat Shurmur, the 18th head coach in New York Giants history. And after he was announced to the media, I had a chance to sit down with a one-on-one with the new head of the Big Blue. Coach, the 18th head coach in this storied franchise, 8 championships, 4 Super Bowls. Talk about sort of the honor of being named the head coach of the Giants.
Well, I'm honored and privileged to be the head coach. I know what comes with that. When I walked in yesterday past the 4 Super Bowl trophies, you see the names Bill Parcells and Tom Coughlin. There's a responsibility that goes with that, and so we're going to do what we can and get back to that.
When you met with the Giants, obviously there was a lot of things that they liked about you as a candidate.
Right.
What did you like about this organization where it was felt like a good fit for you?
I think we had a connection in terms of the roster, and you know, I thought Dave and I kind of connected with it's important to build the offensive line. And then we started to talk about how we do business, how the Giants do business. And what I believe philosophically, it seemed to be a match.
How would you sort of describe what you do offensively?
Early in my career, I was certainly most impressed by defensive coaches. My uncle, when I went to Philadelphia, Jim Johnson, my college coach, George Perlis, and then most recently, Mike Zimmer. So I understand how important it is to run the football and how you have to do it for not only for your offense, but for your team. And then my West Coast background, it was like graduate school quarterback stuff when I was with Andy the first time. And so I understood then how important it was to have the quarterback trained the right way. And then you go off on your own and you do things and you pick up ideas and you work with guys. And then second most recently, I was in Philadelphia with Chip. So the how to play with tempo, you know, and how that strategically can help your offense. And then when I went to Minnesota with Norv the first year, kind of the three-digit type system. You know, we really become a combination of what we believe and what we've experienced. And in my career, I've experienced a lot of really, really good things that hopefully we can bring here and be great.
In your mind's eye, what do you want a New York Giant football player to look like and be like?
I want tough, competitive guys that are smart, that aren't slow blinkers. They're going to make a decision and go after it. And if you're a blocker, be a good blocker. If you're a receiver, catch the ball. If you're on defense, defeat the block, chase the ball, tackle the ball carrier. And, you know, we're going to try to keep that part of it, keep it simple to some degree, but it starts by having guys on your roster that love to play the game.
I know you've never coached Eli Manning, but your son went to the Manning Passing Academy,
sure.
So you had a chance this summer. When you look at Eli and what he's accomplished,
right.
How much good ball do you think he has left?
I think he's got good years left, and I've always admired the way he's played. I like his calm demeanor, quite frankly. I think the quarterback is the extension of the coach. When it's all said and done, when the game is over, they always ask the head coach and the quarterback what they think. I saw him throw this summer in person, and he looked fit, and I'm looking forward to working with him.
When you look at the personnel, are you excited about the potential? Because you have Odell Beckham Jr., mm-hmm. Sterling Shepard is a proven commodity, mm-hmm. Evan Engram is somebody that really blossomed as a rookie.
Yeah, I'm thrilled about some of the pieces that we have in place. We have a lot of really good football players. Now it's important we put together a really good team.
What is sort of your plan of attack on how you view the run game? Because it's very important, obviously, to Giants fans, and I know it is to you, as you mentioned.
But we're going to run the ball. We're going to be a team that runs the football so that we can play action pass and be believable in those areas. And it's not only important for your offense, but it's important for your defense.
What do you say to the Giants fans that are anxious to get back to winning?
Well, you know, when you walk by the Super Bowl trophies, you know it's in this organization. And we just got to find it again. And it starts by putting the right coaching staff in place, getting the right 90 players that love to play the game, and then going out there and doing it and building the chemistry that we need to play winning football. That's where it starts. And then if we'll do that on a consistent basis, then we'll get back to the round of 12 and put ourselves in position to win it all again.
One of the things that Coach Shurmur and new general manager Dave Gettleman feel is very important for the Giants football team is to be strong on the offensive line. When we come back, we'll look at a really strong offensive line, the 07 Giants, when we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Time to take you inside the vault as we look at the 2007 New York Giants offensive line.
Our whole offensive line, they were my brothers. We played next to each other, we fought, we made fun of each other, but we had each other's backs.
They were a band of brothers. They were, if any group, the probably the tightest, closest-knit unit we had, and they played like it.
Well, if you dealt with one, you had to deal with all of them. I mean, that's how close they were. I mean, they were all brothers. I mean, you rarely seen them off the field without each other.
Band of brothers. I mean, we fought and did everything together.
We worked. We, you know, constantly pushed each other and made each other better.
I think it was the collective knowledge that we had of one another and being able to play with one another as a group on a consistent basis.
You got some smart guys up there, physical, mean. When I think of a team, when I think of building up a group of guys to a level that they probably couldn't have gotten to by themselves, and I think of that offensive line.
In Super Bowl 42, the Giants' offensive line was determined to set the tone on the opening drive.
Jacobs, more room to run, and he lowered his shoulder as he crossed the 40. He just blew right through Brandon Merriweather.
You know, as an offensive player, our meeting all week was let's keep the ball, you know, let's own the time of possession, which we did on the first drive.
Hand off Bradshaw, runs right, he's carrying Patriots. Kid Bradshaw showing feistiness on a power run.
It's starting to feel like smash mouth football.
We marched right down the field, and I remember Rod Harrison kind of, he was always jawing, always yapping. And I remember just talking a little smack to him and just saying, yeah, we're for real.
So here comes Lawrence Tynes trying to cap off this long time-consuming drive. Snap is good, kick on its way, end over end, and it is...
The Giants, Geno, consumed 10 minutes of playing time.
It gave us confidence. You know, it was the first drive. We were all pretty amped up.
But I think it kind of motivated us, too, that we had a little unfinished business.
And late in the fourth quarter, with New York trailing 14-10, the Giants once again called upon their offensive line to lead them to victory.
17-14, fellas. One touchdown, we are world champions. Believe it, and it will happen.
I wanted to relay to them what I really believe needed to happen. I need you guys to score a touchdown. We need to be world champions.
And I think for him to come up over to us as we're getting ready to go out on the field, you know, he was just kind of telling us, hey, look, I believe in you guys.
Manning looks right, throws right, completes it right to Toomer. First down, Giants.
You're obviously focusing on as an offensive line. No penalties, give up no sacks.
Third and five for the Giants. 1:16 to go. Manning takes the snap. back to throw, under pressure, avoids the rush, and he's going to fight out of it, still fights out of it, now throws it deep downfield to Tyree, who makes the catch at the 23-yard line. What a play by Manning. He eluded three sacks.
I forget specifically what play it was, but I know I was blocking Mike Vrabel, and I'm blocking him, and all of a sudden, I see Eli next to me like, what? And he's getting away from Richard Seymour.
And I see Seymour coming around, and I remember him grabbing Eli, and I thought, that's it. I just gave up a sack in the biggest game of my career, and then somehow Eli rose from the ashes and broke the only tackle he's ever broken in his life.
But we never gave up. You know, both of us tried to peel back and get a block and get him off of Eli. And for my eyes was throw the ball, right? Throw it. Like, throw it, Eli. Throw it.
I see him just wind back and throw it. It's going down the middle of the field. I'm like, okay, that's not where I was hoping he would throw it.
Ball gets thrown, and it felt like it was up in the air forever. And Tyree jumps up, and I'm thinking, I don't know, did he catch it? Did he not catch it? It looked like they were battling for the ball.
We hear the crowd go crazy. Ball's caught. Wait, did he just catch it off of his helmet?
It is caught by Tyree.
Once again, you know, we found a way to make a play when it shouldn't have been there.
Three plays later, Plaxico Burress made an even bigger catch for the Giants.
Takes the snap, looks left, lobs it left. Burress is wide open. Touchdown, Giants! In the left corner of the end zone.
Touchdown.
With 35 seconds to go, and the Giants regain the lead. Manning to Burris.
Just Eli and Plax playing catch, because I don't even think the play was designed to go over that. I think it was just Eli kind of seeing the coverage and seeing what was going on and, you know, just making a big play.
And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14. Read all about it, baby! Big blue!
The confetti starts going down, you know, and I just kind of remember just hugging as many people as I could, whoever you saw.
When you accomplish something like winning a Super Bowl, it's honestly one of the greatest feelings, because not only are you bringing joy to the things that you have in your life, but you're bringing joy and happiness to those who have helped you accomplish it as well.
When you're a little kid playing in your backyard, this is what you want to do. You want to win the Super Bowl. And I did. We did as a team.
From the bond of the teammates to the coaches, you know, it's just that bond, you know, will never be broken.
Well, those guys on the offensive line helped block and pave the way for Eli Manning to win a Super Bowl. Eli was in the Super Bowl this year as part of the best commercial of the Super Bowl, he and Odell. We'll tell you about that when we return to Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Eli Manning and Odell Beckham Jr. had a fabulous commercial during the Super Bowl. In fact, they filmed it right here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Here's a behind-the-scenes look at their Super Bowl ad.
What's going on, man? Odell here. Just wanted to give you a sneak preview of the behind-the-scenes for the Super Bowl commercial. Y'all check us out.
You know, everybody knows Odell got a little rhythm, but Eli kind of struggling with the hips. I'm trying to get the hips loose. We got to do a little bit of exercise right there in that area. It's weird. It's, I don't know what, but it's getting there.
He's about to pass out.
Yeah.
And cut.
Obviously, Eli to Odell can make wonderful things happen on the football field, and they did a pretty good job as pitchmen. Now it's time for this week's edition of Popper's Perspective. So it's a whole new regime for the New York Giants with Pat Shurmur in as head coach, James Betcher, the new defensive coordinator, and it's going to be exciting to see how this all comes together. The most important part about all this is that it appears that Coach Shurmur and Dave Gettleman are clearly on the same page. This team has to be strong on the defensive line, and they've got pieces there. And then the offensive line has to be revamped. The Giants have to get their running game going, which will make things open up for the passing game. And it will enable Coach Shurmur to use all the different pieces that he likes to use in his offense. But it doesn't matter what your scheme is. If you're not blocking up front and you're not running the ball and you can't make those third and shorts, Doesn't matter the scheme, your offense is not going to be successful. So those are the marching orders. The evaluation process is just underway. There's a lot to come as far as college prospects and free agency. It's an exciting time for Giants fans. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choices, Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. MetLife, navigating life together.